You know, I don't know that you can ever prevent everything from happening, but you can certainly make it less likely. You know, you can improve the odds, right? If you get people the right resources, the right mental health resources, you improve the odds. If you tighten the security in the building, you improve the odds. Clearly what happened in Connecticut is, you know, this person, you know, got his way into a building despite having some decent security. Can it prevent everything? No, but you layer on all of the things you need to do. We need to have some common sense gun regulation. We need to have some common sense regulations that decide that we can protect our citizens' Second Amendment rights while not having military-style weapons. You think about, you know, how much damage you can inflict, and the chief deals with this every day with the men and women that we send out to protect, you know, our fellow citizens, knowing that, you know, bad guys have access to the kind of magazines and clips and automatic and semi-automatic weapons. And so you think, you know, I've heard people, you can always get a gun. Well, maybe you can get a gun that can fire a certain number of bullets, but not X times that number of bullets. Maybe there's less damage done. So can you stop everything? No. Can you certainly do some things? And if not, you got to try. Otherwise, we're saying that we're accepting this. We're accepting that this is the way we're going to live. And, you know, we're certainly not accepting that.